something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Hi, it's Andy. This episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno, we bring you Tamsin Greenway as she shares her thoughts on Tracy Neville's announcement. We hear from Northern Ireland's Fee Toner on her selection for the Netball World Cup. And our friends at the Centre Pass podcast discuss their thoughts on the Diamonds team. Tamsin Greenway's been telling The Netball Show that the England head coach job is a dream job, but we started by asking her how much she enjoyed a certain concert on Monday night.
The Spice Girls were incredible, and it was Jamie's first gig. And she loves Baby Spice, so yeah, it was pretty amazing. Some of the perks of the job, getting to do things like that.
Did you meet them? They must have known who you were.
We didn't meet them, but we were in the inner circle. So now Jamie thinks that's how all gigs should be spent. So we got away from Baby Spice because she was in touching distance. So it was pretty mega.
Like many of us as well, the lyrics to every single song will still be implanted in your brain?
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. We both fessed up to that, so that's all right.
Yeah, I sang along to every word, and Jamie knows pretty much every word, and this morning on the school run we were doing the same thing, so pretty cool.
I think we better talk netball.
Lives on. Yeah, definitely.
How much of a tricky decision would that have been for Tracy?
Yeah, I think it's a huge decision. You know, she's walking away from probably the best job in the country if you're a netball coach. So, you know, huge decision, but also totally get it. 4 years is a long time to commit, and that would have been the next cycle. She would never have wanted to do it for a couple of years and walk away. You know, those decisions as a player and a coach go all the time. You know, how many cycles can you do, whether you go on to the next Commonwealth or the next World Cup? And her reasons for why totally make sense. You know, I think we've all been there when you're at that part of your career. So I'm guessing for her it would have been a huge decision. But reality is as well, she can walk away really proud of what she's done.
There's never going to be an easy time to announce something like that. But pre-tournaments, maybe the right thinking?
Yeah, you know what? Lots of people have comments on this, haven't they? And they've been talking about it the last couple of days. For me, personally, it doesn't affect a team. If you've got an honest group of players, they'd rather know what's going on. I also think we've talked a lot about how this World Cup is going to change netball. You know, what a nightmare it would have been if we have players retire and a coach leave straight after a World Cup, regardless of the result. Netball needs to carry on long after this World Cup. And therefore, she's given England plenty of opportunity now to get the right people in place for the next journey.
You played under her as well. So what qualities did she bring to the role?
Look, I think it's clear to see Tracy's really passionate. She's really vocal. She's really fired up on games day. And I think she was the perfect fit for that team because they needed that winning mentality. And she went in there and gave them that. And she's been absolutely amazing for that role. And, you know, the next role is going to be very, very different. It's a new group. I'm guessing there'll be some new faces in there. There's a lot of youngsters coming through. So, you know what, perhaps it is time for a change as well. She's done an incredible job. And if she goes out with a gold medal at the World Cup, I mean, that's been a pretty good stint, hasn't it?
No better, yeah. As for the replacement then, this is where it gets interesting because Bearman said you've said nothing and passed the book to Karen. And Jess is still about two.
Well, no, my point was, and it's, you know what, I've done so many interviews over the last couple of days.
Said it straight, come on.
Well, the final question is always, oh, so do you want the job? Look, I'm a coach. I was also a player. The ultimate goal is to play for England or coach England. It's a dream job, isn't it? But
yeah,
as I've said before, whether it'll even get offered, whether they'll be at that opportunity, whether the timing's right, you know, I've got a little one and I've got another one on the way. But the job is the dream job. Of course, it's a dream job. But I think what my point is, 4 years ago, there wasn't as many options as there are now. The reality is what they've done on the court and off the court has been incredible as an England group. If you look at how many British coaches have come through in the last few years and have made a name for themselves, we're in a position now where there should be plenty of names to pick from. So I'm strong on the strong view that this is going to be a development job as well as a performance job, and therefore I think it should be somebody who is based in England who knows the England system in and out. I think there's plenty of coaches that can do that. Whether the opportunity ever arises for me, as I said, it would be difficult to turn down if it ever does, because it is the dream job.
I will just say that you've already proved that you can balance work and family life, but I'll leave that there.
Well, that's good. I can. Whether my fiancé thinks agrees with that, I'd be very surprised.
We briefly looked at it then, but do you reckon that an English coach is probably the best idea moving forward?
I think we've got to be realistic. This next group of players coming through are going to need some, you know, look at that group. There's 5 or 6 players in there that are coming to the end of the career. Whether they decide to leave after the World Cup or whether they play on longer, there's probably going to be some changes, and the next group coming through have got some big boots to fill. Therefore, I think the coach is going to have to be somebody who does know our system, who knows these players, and they're not going to come into this next group with the finished article. They're going to have to prepare them and prepare them really well. You know, we've got a whole group of youngsters coming through that are so exciting, but haven't had the opportunity to play out overseas yet, that haven't had loads of international experience. And I think we've seen in the past when foreign coaches have come into either Super League roles or to England roles that they don't get the same finished article player that they've perhaps been used to overseas, and so it becomes a different role for me, and that's why I'd really like us to stick with what we know over here for the time being, because I think we've actually got some quality coaches that can do a really good job.
Yeah, they know the setup.
Yeah, completely. And also, you know, I think there are good enough coaches now that can do this job. And so, you know, you go overseas if there was somebody quality that you really wanted to bring into the role. But I actually think we've got just as much quality here. So why would we overlook that first?
Well, I will just say that in these days of almost daily new netball podcasts, we were the only ones at your proper testimonial. So you know where we are if you make your decision, all right?
Thanks, Andy. You're the first. I'll have to wait for a call first.
Fee Toner's had a great season at London Pulse. She's been named as part of the Northern Ireland squad for the Netball World Cup, and she's been telling us about her thoughts ahead of the tournament in July. How important is playing in that home World Cup to you?
I think it's really important and obviously exciting to be playing in a home World Cup. I know at Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in 2014, it was really special to be able to have friends and families there before and after most of our games. And for Liverpool this year, obviously to be able to have familiar faces in the crowd at a tournament of this magnitude will be really important for all of us. And while we all love getting on a plane to go to Gold Coast or Singapore for tournaments, I think to just have a 30-minute flight is also quite nice.
Everybody's going to mention it, but what are your thoughts about that opening game against Australia?
Yes, it is a repeat of the opening game of the 2018 Commonwealths. I think we're all really relishing the challenge of playing the number one side in the world. We don't get the opportunity to play those top sides that regularly, so I think it's an exciting opening game for us. We can always learn an awful lot from playing those top sides, so I think it's a really great way to kick off our World Cup campaign.
Who else are you looking forward to watching?
I'm looking forward to seeing those teams that we don't necessarily get to see that regularly on a world stage. World Cup is different to Commonwealth Games in that sense, that it's not just the top 12 teams, and there is a mix of other countries that sit outside that top 12 ranking. I think all countries in the tournament bring an exciting and sometimes very different style of netball, and I think this World Cup has the potential to throw out some very unexpected but exciting results, which I'm sure everyone will agree is great for the sport.
Is it a strong Northern Ireland team then?
Yes, I do think this is a strong Northern Ireland team. We obviously lost a few of the experienced players after Gold Coast, but I think this then opened the door for some of our younger players and provided them a huge opportunity. And then adding in Dan as our new head coach in December has really brought the squad on and kind of moved us on from the Gold Coast in 2018. I think the squad as a whole has really improved and strengthened. I think our mix of youth and experience in this 12 is really exciting.
And we're a few weeks away, but how's the mood amongst the players?
The mood in the squad is good. Obviously, selection is never an easy time, and for those players that miss out on those 12 spots, it is particularly difficult. But I think now, as we move into the last 4 weeks before we head over to Manchester and Wales for those final 4 warm-up games, the excitement is really building within the group. I think there is just 4 of the 12 who've been to a World Cup before, back in 2011 in Singapore. So that alone is hugely exciting for those players heading to their first World Cup. And after the disappointment of not qualifying for Sydney in 2015, we're all really determined to show why we deserve to be at a World Cup. And as a squad, we're hungry to improve in those previous Commonwealth Games finishes of 7th and 8th.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
As a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
This is the Netball Show with Mizuno. Time now to hear from Jared, Sophie, Stephanie and Taylor from the Centre Pass podcast. They've been looking at Lisa Alexander's Diamond Squad as they head to Liverpool.
I'm worried about the midcourt.
That
would be my only concern, but I can see why the selectors have picked every single player that they have.
It's my biggest concern, if I'm perfectly honest, because we do not actually have a designated centre.
Yeah,
they are all makeshift centres. None of them are official starting centres that you're like, bang.
I'd say Hadley.
Now.
Yeah.
Now she is. But she went all last season playing wing attack. Yeah. And this is my biggest concern, is that I'm excited. I'm really excited because we have great depth. We've got, you know, some young players. We've got some returning players. And then I'm like, the midcourt is what's going to either make us or break us. Because you look at it and you go, Kelsey Brown, stellar season last season, average this season. Paige Hadley, really good this season. Meh. You know, last season she was good. She was building form. Mm. But, you know, she's got a lot to prove. JLP, really exciting prospect. So she'd probably, you'd imagine, go straight into the wing defence position.
Yeah. Mm.
And then Liz Watson, absolute gun. We're not
vice
denying.
Vice captain, yeah, she's.
Yeah, not denying that at all. But my concern is, who do we start in centre? Because you take Liz Watson out of wing attack and she loses that dynamic movement and that just that amazing feeding ability, because she has to do so much more running. She has to do so much more work. Kelsey Brown is the same. You know, JLP is the same. Hadley, I'm imagining would be more likely to play centre, but does she start?
I think she
have to at the moment, though. I don't know. Unless Watson starts in centre.
Yeah, my option is Liz Watson in centre and Kelsey Brand in wing attack.
Just gives me serious anxiety.
I don't know if Watson can play centre for four quarters throughout a competition where you're playing day in, day out.
And, like, when you think about it, okay, you've got someone like, if we progress, you've got someone like Laura Langman. You've got someone like Serena Guthrie. These two players can run all day, all night, 24/7, just on repeat. And you've seen the work that they do. You've seen their ability to be such attacking but yet defensive-minded centres. And I think that's the thing that we're going to lack, is that switch between them, because we've either got two very attacking or two very defensive minded. We don't have both.
It's
merged into one.
Maybe you need versatility in a World Cup squad.
Couldn't agree more.
Hands down. But have they been too worried about versatility, maybe?
Yeah, I think that. I mean, you even look at the goaling end.
That's not versatile.
No, but I'm saying they could have actually had more defensive centre players, because at the moment they've only got JLP, who could be a starting wing defence.
And that's my
Brantley,
biggest concern.
Brantley and Weston both have the ability to go into wing defence. I see Brantley getting more of a starting position in goal defence at the moment. Mm-hmm. But you look at Steph Wood. Steph Wood can go into wing attack. She knows where to place the ball. I don't think we'd see it, but that would have been an option if they were to think of bringing a wing defence in.
What about Gabby Simpson?
Just on that Steph Wood thing, that was an interesting thing I noticed in round six. Nolly Tarua, coach of the Silver Ferns, putting Steph Wood into wing attack.
Yeah.
We never know could be a thing that happens for the Diamonds come July.
Well, at the end of the day, every goal attack can play wing attack. You're doing the exact same thing. You're just not inside the circle.
Yeah.
And so, and my thing with goal attack as well, and I say this when I'm coaching, a good goal attack can play wing attack easily because they know exactly where to place the ball to advantage. And so I think we would have been smarter to bring in either a designated centre or another player who can play or start in wing defence, because Steph Wood is always an option to come out into wing attack.
Yeah.
So we've almost lost some of the movement in the centre court because we've been too specific about the versatility.
It's just that I think is going to be the thing that kills us. That will be our Achilles heel. Please, I am so happy to be pleasantly surprised by this. But it's just that centre position and even the wing defence position that I'm like, oof, this is giving me anxiety, because we have attacking options. And, you know, we've seen that Gretel Tippett can go into goal shooter if she has to, and Steph Wood could go into goal attack. Or, you know, we have options shooting-wise. We have options defensively as well. It's just going to be that midcourt that's going to be like, yeah.
I think one thing we haven't really taken into consideration, though, is the fact that because we have a few players who can rotate through centre, we might not see them play full games because they can just swap.
Yeah.
We could, but that does lose some of the consistency. So there's that, but you could see, especially in the early games, I think our first three matches are relatively low in terms of world...
International rankings,
that's what I mean, yeah. You could see them trying out combinations. I think that would be a good idea for it. Obviously, like we said, we have Watson, Hadley and Price who can go into centre. It's just about who takes the wing defence. Chances are Kelsey would take the wing attack. So I can see them doing a lot of rotations in the first few games. But then once you get up to the games against, obviously, England are an absolute powerhouse. Oh, New Zealand have a really strong team.
Yep.
Jamaica will be interesting. South Africa. Obviously, Australia has been really solid over South Africa recently, but they've got a really good team building. So it's just once we're going to be fine with the easier games. But once we get up to those higher level games, that's going to be the real challenge.
The thing as well, I think it's easy for us to sit here and say we're concerned this, that. We don't know what's going on behind the closed doors. We can be concerned about it, but I think we've still got to remain optimistic that, look, the people that are selecting these players are doing it for a reason. I don't think we probably shouldn't be putting too much pressure on it already. It's like, you know, players, everyone's got a phone. I'm sure they see the comments online and that sort of thing. I think, we can be concerned, but you don't want to be putting too much negativity out there, because it's easy to say it doesn't have an effect on people, but it does.
And also, the 12 players that were selected all deserve to be selected.
Couldn't agree.
There's no doubt about that.
It's the players who have missed out on selection who also deserve it.
That's the big, the big thing is it's the players that have missed out. So people have to remember that you can want your favourite player to be selected and they may have just missed out, but also look at the 12 players who were selected and they all 100% deserve to be there and they will give absolutely everything they have when they put that dress on.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. You see it all the time. I mean, we saw it with JLP in the quad series, even in Jan. She took the court and it was like she just slotted in seamlessly. Mm-hmm. She was one of the most inexperienced on the court, but she was still able to make a difference. And I think we just, need to think of that and think of how even being on the world stage, players are going to take it up a notch. It's not how it works, but you're playing for your country. You want to put your best foot forward.
Kelsey Brown's one, I think, who ups it on an international stage as well.
Turns it on.
Yes, she hasn't had the best start to the season. The Magpies haven't had the best start to the season. But she's one of those players that I think when the time and the pressure's there, she will step up.
I also think she's a different player in terms of the structure of the Diamonds compared to the Magpies. I know I spoke about it a lot reviewing the game, but just with the goal attacks and the shooters that she's going to have, I think it'll be a completely different Kelsey Brown come July.
There's no denying it. Like, there is plenty of excitement. There is plenty of talent we have. And I think the thing is, like, we expect so much and we want so much because we know we have the world's best players. We know that we host the world's best competition and we just want to make sure that, you know what, we're still burning from that loss last year and we want to win it this year. So I think everyone's just like, their emotions are intensified and I think we do have a strong team. Don't get me wrong. I know I went on a rant, but we do have a strong team and there is so much talent there.
And so much like potential there as well.
Mm. Exactly. And it's a team for the future.
Well, the one thing that I didn't understand looking at all the chat on social media, people talking about the experience compared to the Roses, compared to the Silver Ferns, this was always going to be a less experienced squad.
Yeah.
Because of the retirements we've had in the last 18 months, you lose Laura Geitz, you lose Shani Layton.
Okay, don't bring up that.
No, Maddie Brown, no Nat Medhurst, some of these players who have played so many matches for the Diamonds in previous years. This was always going to be a less experienced squad.
Definitely. And even with that, Australia doesn't play the same amount of international test games against other countries as some of the other countries do. Mm,
yeah.
And so obviously some of the other players in the other teams are going to rack up the test matches a lot quicker than some of our players would who started into the international side around the same time.
Yeah, and also I think a lot of other countries, their teams have been set in stone for a while and it's been the same players going to every international competition. Yeah. Whereas the Aussies, there's been a lot of depth.
A lot of turnover
for a long time now. Yeah. It's a lot of different players getting goes, and I think, the team that's been selected is going to do a good job come the World Cup.
I think the youthfulness of the side will also be helpful. That this will sound like harsh, but they'll be able to freshen up quicker.
Yeah.
They won't have those tired legs as older players. And, I mean, older players, I'm not having a go at them. They're great. They are what makes our sport so exciting.
Yeah, you look at Jeeva.
Veterans of the game, and, you know, they just offer so much, but the younger ones also, they've got so much more potential. They've also got like that point to prove that, you know, I've got this talent, I can do this and I can do that. So, I mean, there is a lot to look forward to with this Diamond squad.
I think on a whole it's going to be a really close World Cup. If I had to put, like, say who I think would win it at the moment, I'd be going England again.
I just love England's squad.
Tracy Neville's going to be her last time coaching.
Yeah, they're going to want to do it for her.
On home soil, there's going to be a lot of emotion going into it for England. Yeah.
But there's fire in the belly for Australia.
Oh,
because
definitely.
They claim victory on our home soil. Now it's our turn to take it back from them and just go, not in here.
Thanks, everybody, at the Centre Pass podcast there. Well worth subscribing, iTunes, and all the places where you get your usual podcasts. Right, thanks for your support. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk. And if there's something going on at your club, why not send us a DM or message us on Twitter? We're at thenetballshow.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.